The programmers for the Sundance Festival say their premieres are intended to highlight new work from established Sundance veterans, and this year in particular to show the legacy and growth of the festival over 30 years. This year, the documentaries focus on some well-known names, such as Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. The film To Be Takei is the story of actor George Takei, from internment in a prison camp during World War II to Star Trek cult fame to coming out as gay. Whitey, from director Joe Berlinger, looks at mobster Whitey Bulger and his links to corrupt elements in the federal government. The movie Life Itself is the biography of Roger Ebert, told by Hoop Dreams director Steve James. Happy Valley deals with the Jerry Sandusky scandal. The U.S. military's exit from Vietnam is examined by Rory Kennedy. And The Battered Bastards of Baseball tells how the first independent minor league team was set up in the 70s by Bing Russell, a Hollywood supporting actor who's also the father of Kurt Russell. In the narrative section, some of the returning Sundance directors include Greg Araki with the film White Bird in a Blizzard, and Ira Satz, who also has Part City roots, with his movie Love is Strange. Some performers who are writing and directing their own films include William H. Macy with the picture Rudderless, and David Cross of Arrested Development with the movie Hits. Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation stars in a film of his one-man show, which carries the warning, minor nudity and not suitable for vegetarians. And Ryan Reynolds in the film Voices plays a man in crisis guided by an evil talking cat and a benevolent talking dog. Sundance Festival plays next month, January 16th to the 26th. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.